KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 70 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 83. The news is brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Well Cove. A unique sculpture created by the owner of a local ironworks company will be featured during the parade for the Lewis Festival on June 27th and at an international art competition. Dwayne Wyrick of Wyrick Welding in Lewis said he started working on a steel sculpture of an eagle in January. He later learned of a contest that's held in Grand Rapids, Michigan called Art Prize 7, which runs from September 23rd through October 11th. Wyrick entered his project April 20th and has a venue lined up to display the piece, which is made entirely out of scrap iron.
It's 12 foot across the top of the wings and about 8 foot tall the way it is. It's probably in the 400 pound range. The base that it's sitting on weighs 2,200. And then, you know, it's kind of like every project I've ever done. It kind of keeps growing. I just built the eagle and then I started building the base. And now I'm going to make the globe so it turns and just keeps adding to it.
The project is entitled America Come Together.
The eagle's actually going to be clamped to the United States, holding it up. You know, it's going to have the theme like the eagle saying, I need help. And it's going to go along with, you know how things are in the country right now. I think it'll go over big.
He says he has about 200 hours into the project so far. The eagle has 2,000 individual pieces of metal that comprise the feathers.
Hand cut all the feathers and stamped them so they got some texture to them and this and that.
Wyrick says he will travel with the eagle this fall to Michigan for the art contest, the art prize contest.
It's the world's largest art competition. Last year there was 1,500 entries from 46 countries and 41 United States. It's huge.
The awards are based on people's choice and by professional judges. There are cash prizes for the top 10 finishers, and when the contest is over, the eagle will be sold. Wyrick says he already has two people interested in purchasing it. The parade, in which the eagle will be featured on June 27th in Lewis, is military-themed and features members of last year's Cass County Honor Flight, along with many other area veterans. The Grand Marshals are Dula Thompson and John Robinson, two of the oldest residents of Cass County. A ceremony dedicating the Cass County Freedom Rock at Pioneer Park in Lewis gets underway at 4 p.m. again on the 27th. The rock was painted by Ray Bubba Sorensen of Greenfield. A salute to veterans fireworks display rounds out the activities at dusk. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School District Board of Education zipped through several discussion and action items during their meeting held Monday evening. Superintendent Dean Schnoes said yesterday one of the issues they needed to address was a new phone system.
We've been playing around with putting a whole new phone system into both buildings because let's just say they were on their last leg, and a lot of times when email or phone messages are left, it sounds like walkie-talkie. We got the fees taken care of next year. In fact, is the fees next year, they might have went up a dollar or two. Most of the areas, no big jumps. We didn't increase any of our prices for our activities, for passes and all that, because none of that's going up.
Both the elementary and middle school principals' contracts were approved, with those individuals assuming more responsibilities at the high school because Principal David Johnson has been struggling with back issues that limit his ability to be at work. The board also set July 20th at 7 p.m., their next regular meeting, as the date and time for a public hearing on continued participation in the Instructional Support Program, or ISP, levy.
We do it by board for every 5 years. This is a levy that allows us to use extra tax money and all that for tangible assets like books and papers and things along that line. The schools have had, you know, on and on and on. We're a year ahead of the time, but that's okay. Most of our financial people tell us to get it past a year in advance so that way it doesn't sneak up on all of you a sudden and you forget about it.
And a woman from Carroll County was injured during a collision between her car and semi Tuesday afternoon in Greene County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 58-year-old Patricia Peters of Carroll was traveling west on Highway 30 at around 1:50 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, her 2008 Chevy Impala crossed the center line and hit the front driver's side of an eastbound 2014 Peterbilt semi driven by 52-year-old William Moffitt of Crane, Missouri. Following the collision, the Impala came to rest on the north shoulder of the road while the semi stopped in a cornfield north of Highway 30. A 2001 Chevy Tahoe traveling behind Peters' car swerved to avoid the first collision and enter the north ditch before rolling over. The driver, 27-year-old Paul Daggett of Minburn, was not hurt. Patricia Peters, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported by Jefferson Rescue to the Greene County Hospital. The driver of the semi was not injured. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.